The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod. The flight of the logbook.com's escape pod continues through all things fantastic, futuristic, and flat-out geeky. I'm Earl Green, and we'll head 'em off at the past, seeing what tomorrow looked like yesterday. In 1959, we were a little bit closer to killing ourselves thanks to the Soviet Union rolling out the first intercontinental ballistic missile. The United States responded in kind by assembling its own arsenal, and the Cold War was officially on. Thanks, guys. The Boeing 747 made its first flight in 1969. In 1971, Apollo 14 splashed down after taking the fifth and sixth astronauts to the surface of the moon.
Welcome home.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
We're in 701.
Everybody's in good shape.
Famed fantasy illustrator Frank Frazetta was born on this day in 1928, and in 2006, actor Phil Brown, better known as Luke Skywalker's Uncle Owen from Star Wars, died.
Owen, he can't stay here forever. Most of his friends have gone. It means so much to him.
I'll make it up to him next year. I promise.
Luke's just not a farmer, Owen. He has too much of his father in him.
That's what I'm afraid of.
On this day in 1968, it was a hostile takeover from members of the Enterprise crew.
Medical log. Three alien minds now inhabit the bodies of Captain Kirk, Science Officer Spock, Dr. Anne Mulhall.
I am Sargon.
As extinct aliens took control of the bodies of Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock, only to continue an old vendetta in the Star Trek episode Return to Tomorrow. In 1981, it was time to close The Hitchhiker's Guide on TV.
Listen, Arthur, face it. Those Zeebs over there, your ancestors, not the cavemen. Put the scrubberboard away, it's not going to save the human race, because this isn't it. The human race is currently standing around a bath over there making documentaries about themselves.
But surely we can do something.
No, nothing. It's all been done. We've seen it. You know the history of the Earth, you know that in 2 million years' time it gets demolished by the Vogons to make way for a hyperspace bypass. You can't change anything.
And all because the Golga Frenchians arrived here on their B-Ark.
The sixth and final episode of the BBC's attempt to bring Douglas Adams' Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy to TV was broadcast, and though the BBC was eager to commission a second season, Douglas Adams no longer wanted to work with the producer in charge of the television series. In 1984, Atari 2600 Space Warriors got to take on a new challenge, Activision's Beam Rider. In 1993, Jellyfish released its second and final album, Spilt Milk, before the band broke up due to internal strife. To this day, Jellyfish is still cited as an influential prime example of power pop. In 1999, Captain Sisko found himself out of his element and far beyond the stars on Star Trek Deep Space Nine.
It's about my story, isn't it? That's what this is all about. He didn't want to publish my story. And we all know why. Because my hero is a colored man.
Hey! This magazine belongs to Mr. Stone. If he doesn't want to publish this month, we don't publish this month. End of story.
That doesn't make it right, and you know it. You can deny me all you want, but you cannot deny Ben Sisko exists. That future, That space station, all those people, they exist in here. In my mind, I created it. And every one of you know it. You read it. It's here. You hear what I'm telling you? You can pop a story, but you cannot destroy an idea. Don't you understand? That's ancient knowledge. You cannot destroy an idea. That future, I created it, and it's real. Don't you understand? It is real. I created it, and it's real.
And in 2007, 9 got to smell what The Rock was cooking on Star Trek Voyager, thanks to a crossover with UPN's wrestling series, SmackDown.
You smell what The Rock is cooking?
I possess superior strength.
I tremble.
When America's SmackDown hero takes on Voyager's Battlestar Bane, worlds will collide.
I have no desire to inflict further damage.
I'm afraid I can't say the same.
Takote to Voyager, beam her out of there!
WWF's The Rock guest stars on an all-new Voyager.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. If you want to witness video game history unfolding firsthand, thelogbook.com is the place to do it. With downloadable videos from the comprehensive chronology of Phosphor Dot Fossils to the origin stories of the industry told by those who lived it in the best of CGE videos. Previously available only on DVD, you can now download the specific videos you want to see. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in the logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing Escape Pod landing procedure. The logbook.com Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Kane.